Hello, and I am so thrilled to invite you to a quick video about fasting. I am Renee James, and I serve Baptist Women of Ontario and Quebec in the capacity of Director of Communications. And as part of that portfolio, I also edit Live Magazine. So I know that you are familiar with Live Magazine and are called to fast, which we have offered in several issues of the magazine throughout this year and last year. And our call to fast is part of our Room to Pray initiative, which grew out of a real sense that women were wanting to come together to pray in different ways and for a whole variety of reasons. So I am so excited to have Alison Lottie with us this evening on this video. And Alison is no stranger to us. Welcome, Alison.
Thank you very much, Renee. It's good to be talking with you.
Alison was one of our workshop leaders at our April conference, where she spoke about Cafe Church, a grassroots outreach / church initiative that sprung up organically in cafes on main streets all through Britain. And it was a movement pretty much fostered and cultivated by Alison and her husband, Sid Lottie. And some of you may know Sid. Sid works for the CBOQ in the capacity of Congregational Associate. So, Alison, I understand as we were preparing to do this video that you joined us in our fasting through the month of April. We had asked and invited Baptist women to fast every Sunday through April for the conference and just to have an experience of more of Jesus. What was that like for you?
I did join in, and I decided to do the fast that I normally do, which is to not have breakfast and lunch. And I did that each Sunday in April as we led up to the conference. And I believe one of them was after the conference had finished. So it was a great experience in terms of being able to stand shoulder to shoulder with CWOQ and the women who'd be at the conference. But I was very glad by the end of it, by the fourth Sunday, I was glad that it was over, I have to be honest.
I'm sure that a lot of women felt that too. So I applaud you for being honest and sharing that, because it takes a fair bit of focus and energy to sustain fasting every week in that way. So tell us about why you fasted, how you began fasting, and why?
Yeah, well, I really, it began, I think, around 5 years ago when I came across and read a book about Rhys Howells, a guy who was a kind of renowned intercessor, born at the end of the 19th century, died in 1950. He lived in Wales, in the UK, and I read about his life, which was just so, he just went on a journey to being so kind of devoted to God. Everything he had, it was clear it was God's, and he just had an obedience to God that really inspired me. And in the kind of run-up to, the few years previous to that, I was conscious of God saying to me just the words, abide in me. He would just say it occasionally. And I heard it, but I didn't really do anything about it until I think I read this book and it just inspired me. I thought, I want to be obedient to God like that. I want that kind of devotion. And that closeness, that intimacy with God. So that's when I really decided to take action in that way and to begin to fast.
So why fasting as a way of perhaps expressing your devotion to God or learning how to be devoted and intimate and close versus another discipline, another habit? What was it about fasting? Was it because Rhys had done that and that was part of the book? Or why fasting in particular?
I think because I, my husband Sid was fasting regularly at that point already. I knew about fasting, but really had just heard of it and wasn't engaged with it at all, or particularly thought that it was something that I needed to do or should be doing. So I think it was a combination of seeing that in the book and realizing that along with the prayer, you know, that was the way that this guy was in this relationship with God, this ongoing sense of being in God, and just that deep, deep intimacy that he seemed to have. So I think it was probably a combination of things, and it's only really with hindsight that I see that's the time around then when I really started to want to make a regular thing of this kind of discipline, and so just began where I could begin, basically.
And so how did you begin, and how did your fasting evolve from there? Like, what did you do exactly?
So I began probably by over challenging myself, and I fasted for 24 hours. So I am a kind of all or nothing type of thing. So I jumped in with both feet and did a 24-hour fast. And I realized very quickly that was going to be too much. I didn't feel well. It was a great struggle. And so I adjusted, because I'm somebody who very much, who loves food. My day's kind of built around food. And I think that to kind of go to that extreme straight away, I had to pare back, basically, because although that's what I saw other people doing, I don't think everyone has that same kind of relationship to the same degree necessarily with food. And so I was trying to do everything in one go. And I think it helped to just pare back and just to start to do breakfast and lunch. And then around 4 p.m. I would eat at that point in the day.
So now, how often do you fast? Like, when we were talking about how we wanted to shape this video and what we wanted to share in this video, you talked about fasting stopped being, it didn't become a one-off event, but it's sort of a regular pattern. It's part of your lifestyle of following Jesus. So how did that evolve, and how do you fast now?
Yeah, so I make that fasting breakfast and lunch and eating at four, I make that something that I do on the first day of each month. It's become that pattern for me. As you have with tithing, where you give the first 10% of the money that comes in back to God to say, to thank him for everything he's given us. I kind of saw that as a good pattern to say, well, the first day of the month, I'm giving back to you, God, so that the whole of my month is yours and I'm yours. And so over time, it came to the point where now, and I've probably been doing this for maybe 3-4 years, I will do that on the first day of the month as my kind of basic thing.
And has it become easier to give God that first day of every month? Because you've been at it for 3-4 years, as you say, or is there a struggle at all? Are there some months that are easier than others?
You would think that it would become easier. But I find that every single time I do it, it is not easy. I still now, as I approach the day, I will start to feel a little bit edgy, a little bit upset, because I know that I'm going to have a day very soon where I can't eat whenever I want to eat. And it's not that I, have a terrible habit with food and just eat all the time, but it does definitely, the thought of not having a meal raises in me kind of challenges, and I do find it a little bit upsetting, I have to be honest with you. And so I don't find it any easier now. But as with any habit you develop, somehow as you keep sticking to it, in a sense, it has become slightly easier because I have developed the pattern, and because I see the benefits. From the intimacy with God and other benefits, in one sense, it becomes a little easier to stick to, but I don't find it easy at any point, I have to say.
So tell us then about some of those benefits that have emerged for you. It's so clear to me that fasting has been a key part of your transformation and your journey into intimacy, into that sense of obeying God's invitation to abide with Him. So what's changed and what is changing as you have fasted and continue to fast once a month all these years?
I think one of the key things I've noticed as I do a fast is just the kind of settled, quiet and down feeling that I have as I kind of embark on that day. And I find it's as if a space has been created where I have that wonderful settled feeling, and I'm just more aware of God's presence. It's just like a heightened sense, really. As if I am drawing closer to God, and my prayer can feel more effective. I can pray more effectively because I'm in that, just a kind of space that opens up when we are obedient to God in that way.
Are there any other benefits?
Yeah, I think just the sense of faithfulness that develops, and joy at being in God's presence develops enormously as it becomes a regular, ongoing thing. So I think there are those kind of internal benefits, if you like, whereby I am changing, and my sense of intimacy with God is developed. I can trust Him more. And those kind of things. And then there'll be other things, obviously, other reasons for fasting that we see in Scripture, for deliverance and kind of breakthrough, if you like, in circumstances that I'm in. Very much like some of the people you'll see in the Old Testament, like Daniel and Esther, who fasted for huge breakthrough. Daniel, praying and fasting to God at the point where he realizes it's 70 years since Jeremiah had prophesied that God's people would come back out of exile. And he's at that 70-year point and praying and fasting, saying to God, confessing the sins of the people too, and just saying, this is what you said you would do, and, would you do it now? So those kind of situations as well, where I need a breakthrough and where I need to see things resolved, I see God working on as I go through that process.
It seems to me that one of the keys to not just having one successful fast, but perhaps considering how to fast as part of an ongoing, a long obedience in the same direction, is to find your why, and to perhaps listen to what God is asking of you and from you before you even decide, yes, I'm going to fast.
Yes, I think it will actually be different. The approach and things will be different for different people. I think it's a given, really, because Jesus says when we fast, God will see what we do in secret and will reward us. So he's saying when rather than if you decide to. So I think, obviously, except for people, you know, who perhaps have a medical condition, who are not in a place to be able to stop eating food, it is a general call to God's people. But yes, how that looks and will vary from person to person, I think. And I think it's important not to be competing with each other, so that one person who fasts one meal, for example, says, well, that's not as good as somebody who fasts for 3 days. I think we have to enter into fast with everything in our relationship with God on a personal level with him, and it's him that draws us and calls us and gives us the grace to do it.
Which leads me into asking you, what sort of thoughts, ideas, facts we should keep in our back pockets as we begin our 2 calls to fast this fall? Our first call is to fast from words of criticism from October 1st through to October 7th. So that's a week before Thanksgiving. And then we will be inviting women to consider fasting during Advent as a way of preparing to welcome Christ at Christmas. So do you have first of all, just any thoughts on fasting from criticism? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. But then some tools, things that we should hold on to as fact as we move into a season of fasting.
Yeah, I think although the fasting from criticism is a different kind of activity, it's the same principles really will apply. And I think because the purpose of that is to flush out criticism. So if we think of criticism in terms of tearing others down rather than building them up, I think that as we enter into that, we should bear in mind that it will be flushed out in us, so we will begin to realise, you know, how much we actually do either just think or speak critically and speak ill of other people and even of ourselves. And I think because, so as that happens, don't be put off by that. I think that's what is meant to happen as we get before God on that particular issue. And if that is happening, don't be discouraged, but be encouraged, because it's at that point where we face that we can ask God, as part of the praying during that time, to heal us, to forgive us, and to develop a new pattern, really, where we don't just accept the thoughts and speak them that come into our minds, but you know, we have a kind of turnaround during that time to go on from that week with a different attitude to how we talk about other people.
And you raise an interesting point, which is when we fast, we are giving up food, but we are replacing the time that we would spend preparing a meal or eating or enjoying it, what have you, with prayer and with being intentional about having some space where we are with God.
Yeah, so for instance, I will take half an hour to pray during that day, if I'm fasting on a particular day, to pray, because otherwise I'm just not eating. That's just like a diet. And you have to have the prayer with it, because it's about connecting with God. So it's good to, I think, decide, particularly if you're on a fast in the sense that we see in scripture of not giving up food, that you decide beforehand what you're going to do and how long you're going to do it for, and then stick to that, because so many distractions will come up, and because if we go with our feelings, we can be sure that our feelings will tell us it's okay, just stop halfway through. But you know, so I think decide beforehand and stick to that, and just start realistically as you can whilst you're on a journey to learn. And just really major tip would be to ask God to help you right from the word go, because he hasn't asked us to do this or anything without enabling us to do it in the first place. So we have his grace to do this, and we just have to ask him to help us as we embark on it.
Thank you, Alison, for sharing so wonderfully with us. Alison and I would love to create and share another video on fasting with you. So as you watch this video, whether you're on our YouTube channel, on our website, or on as part of our Facebook community, I do invite you to write comments on our Facebook page. Send in your questions. Call me. You'll find my information on page 2 of Live Magazine. We would love to hear your comments, your concerns, your questions, because then we will be able to pull together another chat just like this that will focus on some of your comments and on some of your questions. So thank you, Alison. Blessings as you continue to fast, and as you've really led us to think about perhaps how easy it could be to move from fasting as a one-off or special season to being something that we cultivate and do regularly. So thank you for inspiring us, and blessings on you. And you'll hear from us at another time on fasting. Visit our website, because we've got lots and lots of resources on fasting for you. Thank you.